morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I, in case you don't know, if you're new, I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and so glad that you're spending your valuable time with us this morning. A very important broadcast in a lot of ways. Basically, it's an important time right now. Uncle Kevin, of course, riding shotgun here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Unless you're on the stock market. I'm in New York right now on the stock exchange, and you had a put on the Dow Jones because it fell 2,000 points this morning and trading was halted.
Oh, you'd be happy then if you had a put.
Well, a call. Yeah. A call.
Call.
If you had a call, you were not happy.
No.
This morning. The stock market fell 2,000. We got Joseph Myers going to pop in for about 10 minutes or so at the end of this first hour. Then Randy Barnett, who is a constitutional expert, he's written several books, and his philosophy about the different types of constitution, Republican constitution versus Democratic constitution, kind of these attitudes, and we're seeing that play out, what that means, and all going back all the way to the beginning. It'll be a very interesting discussion. The law, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The next part of that scripture is, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. The United States of America, the only country in the world that connects that promise or that connection to Israel or Old Testament virtues is the law in the United States, with the connection of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. There is no other country in the world who has a direct connection to it, to common law, to the House of Israel, to the Bible. No other. Why is he so important? Because he's going to talk about the law.
Yeah.
And we've forgotten our law and our connection, what it means and why it's there. More importantly, why were these things put in place and what does that mean? So as we've done, repeatedly for the last year and a half, we want to deepen our understanding of who you are. It's an identity crisis we have in this country. You are endowed by your creator. This is not just my opinion. That is the opinion of the United States of America. People argue about creationism, non-creationism. Don't tell me we're not a creationist society. It's written in the Declaration of Independence over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. This value, this ethic, this moral is the guiding principle. America is an idea, and the idea was put down and won with the blood and sacrifice of our founding fathers, and the blood and the snow of the people who crossed the Delaware on Christmas night, 1776, with no shoes.
That's right.
No shoes, wraps on their feet, frostbitten, and blood in the snow as they went.
As they marched
against all odds to defend an idea.
Yeah.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The governments are instituted among men to protect these rights, gaining deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
There you go.
That's America. One sentence, Thomas Jefferson. That's why we laud and praise Thomas Jefferson. That's why I don't want statues of people, but we're not tearing down the memory of Thomas Jefferson because he wrote that sentence. That is America. Well, anyway, Randy Barnett will be here.
I've heard him talk before. He's wonderful.
Yes, I'm very excited. I think you told Catherine to get him.
So yeah.
This will be very, very interesting. Let's get to the news. Then we'll have Joseph popping in. What's going on in the stock market? The end of the week on Friday, I'm actually doing the interview today. It's going to be recorded and then we'll play it on the end of the week with Jay Sterling. He's pretty famous for markets, crypto markets, all that. And I think you're going to want to hear this, what he has to say. So just be aware of the end of the week, financial stuff, it'll be very interesting. So I'm going to interview him today. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow, and Friday we'll air it. And, he wants to help people. He's a very interesting person. He's very connected, ladies and gentlemen. And so I would at least listen and, consider what he has to say. Let's get to the news. Italy's massive coronavirus quarantine provokes panic and prison riots. Stocks fall 11%.
Yeah.
It's about what they fell this morning in America. Not quite that much, but a lot. Can you imagine waking up and the police patrolling your streets and saying, oh, you can't leave?
Yeah.
Because that's basically what happened in Italy.
Yeah.
A big part of Italy, not just a town. Italy's extended quarantine restricting the movement of people in its industrial northern heartland have provoked panic among residents and accentuated the country's north-south divide. I've said this over and over, and I'll continue to say it. Are you so naive to think that this is not at least possible here in the United States? I have the opinion that it probably will to some extent. Maybe there'll be regional quarantines or whatever. I don't know. I think it bodes well that Trump is in office for a lot of reasons we'll maybe get into. But it maybe is more limited than it would be otherwise. I think you're naive to think that this is not possible here. So prepare accordingly. I hope you were already at the Walmart. I had a thought, I thought this was an important thought.
Go.
Some of my thoughts that I think are important, they aren't important. I think this one is important.
All right, good.
You know the whole Sandy Hook thing?
Yep.
James Fetzer's at the heart of it. Stephanie Sledge, we have on Government Rag. We love Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Love Jack and the work that they do. They, you know, she's done a lot of research about Sandy Hook. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that everything coming out of James Fetzer's mouth is true about Sandy Hook. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying there are a lot of questions.
There's a lot of oddities.
There's a lot of oddities
up there
about Sandy Hook.
A lot of oddities.
And if you don't want to read Fetzer's book, No One Died at Sandy Hook, read Stephanie Sledge. I can't remember the name of I'm sorry, Stephanie. I can't remember the name of your book. You gave me one in Houston. I can't remember the name of it, but Stephanie Sledge did a book about this where she researched it, and she's asking some questions. There are a lot of questions that need to be asked.
There are.
Okay, what was the response? What was the response of Facebook? What was the response of YouTube? That was one of the things that got our YouTube channel canceled, just because we interviewed and even asked these questions. I never said nobody died at Sandy Hook.
Right.
I said, I don't know, but these are crazy questions.
Yep.
There's some crazy things, questions that need to be asked.
Need to be asked.
Okay, if I can't say that in America, we don't live in America anymore. So I just said it. So YouTube or whoever, you can stick it where the sun don't shine.
There you go.
That's a reasonable question. What was their reaction? What was YouTube's reaction to anybody questioning or putting any of these things out?
Shut them down.
Shut them down.
That's right.
Okay. Now, anybody who even puts a picture up, they got this fake something. James Fetzer got, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, what in the world is going on? And I sat there and I thought about, well, what if half of what James Fetzer said was true?
And I'm sure it is.
What if 25% of what he said was true?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the biggest story, bigger. In some ways, ladies and gentlemen, it would be bigger than 9/11 because of the ramifications and the way it was used and all the censorship that came behind it and the whole mechanism that was used to quiet this discussion about it.
Oh, yeah.
You could talk about 9/11 and conspiracy about 9/11 and have your ideas and put it up and have interviews. You could do that. They don't really say anything.
Nope.
You ask about Sandy Hook. You are done.
Yep.
So in some ways, it's bigger than 9/11.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know. I'm not trying to judge, but it's big.
It's huge.
Okay, why am I saying all this?
Because they're taking our free speech if you mention it.
Okay, what are they doing now with this coronavirus? What anybody who questions this coronavirus or even has videos out of China
you can't even put it up on YouTube or
right.
Facebook.
So what's going on right now
same
with
thing.
The same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that make me? Suspicious.
Oh.
What does it make you? Suspicious.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm talking about this. That's the thought I had about why did they go to such lengths on that Sandy Hook situation? If 25% of what Fetzer said was true. If 10% of it was true, this totally blows up their mechanism and the black ops that the CIA uses for these stories, cover stories that they've been doing overseas for a long time. Then it's wide open and makes you think, oh, then this is exactly what they did here with Sandy Hook.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying it is or isn't. I don't know.
It looks like it.
Can I not ask the question? I mean,
I looked into it pretty good, and there's some compelling
oddities.
Things. Yeah.
There's some oddities.
Oddities there.
Okay.
Some really bad oddities, and one was that school was closed before.
Okay. If any part of that story of Sandy Hook is true, now you know why the whole operation, the whole mechanism was used to quiet and squelch and sue and censor and harass and eliminate anybody who was asking those questions about Sandy Hook.
Yep.
Because now, with this virus, they're doing the same thing. And if they, meaning these black ops, see, I don't know. See, I don't know, and I'm not claiming to know.
But powers that be.
Well, whatever.
There you go.
Whatever it is. Is the same thing going on now, and they had to keep their little Operation Gladio techniques you know, free, that they can still be effective?
Yeah.
Because if Sandy Hook blew up, they couldn't then do this coronavirus the same way. They couldn't do the same operation with this coronavirus. This crossed my mind. I have no idea if the virus is... I mean, obviously, people are getting some sort of virus. Obviously, some people are dying. Some people die of flu.
Yep.
More people die of flu. Like Dr. Group said, if it's killing millions of people, we'd see bodies, especially in Italy now. You know, it's outside of China. You know, China, you don't know what the... I don't know what to believe. I don't even know what to believe about the videos I see from China.
You don't know.
I think they're quarantining in China. They're definitely quarantining in Italy.
Supposedly they got incinerators, too, going 24-7.
Who knows? I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
So, is this all an operation to have control?
Of course it is.
Okay, is it a real virus that they're taking the opportunity, or is it to use control, they're using the virus
it's
as a mask?
Both.
Okay, well, let's continue on. These are important questions, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to ask them.
And it's to bring down the, you know, Trump and the economy.
Well, that's another issue. We're going to get to the 2,000-point drop, but Qatar announces closure of schools, universities over coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think this is not going to, or at least possible, probable, at this point it's probable. If I was going to bet, what odds would you give that you're going to have some sort of closures across America?
Oh, 95%.
That high?
Yeah.
I think some sort of at least limited closures.
I think they're having it up in Seattle. Didn't they close the schools up?
Yeah, they've already done this. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Why are we even talking about this? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not got some food, gone to Walmart, got some toilet paper, got some different colloidal silvers, whatever things that you think will help you, the Reaganol, the iodine, great interview with Dr. Group. I ordered the iodine. I wanted the iodine immediately in my house. If you haven't done any of those type of things, why not?
Do it.
Just do it. Buy things that you use anyway.
Yep,
buy things that you use anyway, then you can't lose.
Can't lose.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Top Saudi royals arrested for plotting with Americans against King, Western media says. What's happening in oil-rich kingdom? This is an odd story. Saudi Arabia's crown prince has had his relatives arrested for plotting a coup against him and King Salman with the help of foreign powers, including the Americans. Including the Americans. What part of the Americans? The CIA?
I don't know.
The who?
That's exactly when I read that. I said, well, what part of them, you know?
Well, what does that mean? We're going to watch this carefully. That's odd because people think that Saudi Arabia basically pulls our strings, or we pull Saudi Arabia's strings.
Well, I heard Trump 2 years ago went in there and cleaned house with the Saudis.
Yeah, I've heard that too, but yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
We're going to keep track of this.
But all I know is oil's down to $30 a barrel.
Well, it dropped like 20%.
Yeah, and it's going down to 20.
Missouri reports first virus case. So if you live in Missouri, which a lot of our listeners do, St. Louis area woman who recently traveled to Italy is the U.S. state of Missouri's first confirmed coronavirus case. St. Louis County.
If you're listening, get some colloidal silver. You'll be fine.
No, we're not saying that. No, we're not saying that on air. We are not going to say that on air. I don't want to hear, you'll hear a story about Jim Baker. I'm not afraid to talk about these things, but I'm going to say a certain way. As Frank Davis said, the government has studied this colloidal silver. He went over the study. Just go look to that study on a variety of different things, and the results were astounding. Yeah. The oreganol Cass Ingram has a protocol that he has used already with oregano and oregares with success. Cass Ingram went over all that. The iodine, back in the early 1900s, massive doses of iodine were given to people with all kinds of disease, and it was found to kill pretty much any kind of viral situation. Yep. Okay, those are all facts, everything I just said. And that's not us claiming anything. You make your own decisions. But I have them in my house. Uncle Kevin has them in their house. The virus is in Missouri, confirmed. Iowa announces first three coronavirus. Now, Iowa, more suspected cases of coronavirus in Kansas. I am fearing that we're going to wake up in about a week, and they're going to go on CNN or Fox, and they're going to say 300,000 people have coronavirus.
I could see that easily.
Well, they're not testing.
They're not testing.
So who knows how many?
Who knows how many? Yeah. And all the people they let in from China.
Coronavirus hits Capitol Hill as two GOP lawmakers self-quarantine. Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Paul Gosar, interacted with the same infected person at the recent CPAC conference. Ted Cruz might have coronavirus.
He might.
White House staff fear for Trump's health after handshake with man exposed to coronavirus.
Yeah.
Donald Trump might have the coronavirus.
Yeah. They can't get him any other way. They'll have some.
Donald Trump, an admitted germaphobe, is now 2 degrees away from someone
who
tested positive for the novel coronavirus.
He did something with his hands right after he shook everybody's hands. So.
Yeah, he's not licking his fingers.
No,
like Bloomberg.
It's not like Bloomberg.
Governor Inslee considered mandatory measures to combat. Considering mandatory measures. Okay, state officials are considering mandatory measures for social distancing to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Governor, Jay Inslee. What state is Jay Inslee from?
I don't know.
What? God. Seattle? Was it Seattle? What state is it? Hey, Todd, if you're there, find out who the governor, what state governor, J-A-Y Inslee, I-N-S-L-E-E. What state he is governor of? Why does the article not say what state he's from? Is this Washington? I don't think it's Washington. I think they have I don't know. Todd, are you there? Do you have the ability to go look that up? State Department tells Americans to avoid cruise ships despite Trump's misgivings. So avoid cruise ships. I would love a cruise ship.
I would love to be stuck out.
If I had the virus, cruise ship would be fantastic.
Yeah,
as long
exactly.
as I had my iodine and my colloidal silver and what have you.
You'd probably get everything for free. Let's go another time around the world.
Yeah. Let's go around Cape Horn.
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm sick of this port. Let's go out and do something.
They won't put us in the port. Let's go see Great Whites.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
go see Great Whites off the coast of Australia or Africa or something. Surprise reshuffle. Trump names new chief of staff. President Trump makes a major staff overhaul, replacing his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, with Republican Representative Mark Meadows. Cory Booker endorses, guess who? Joe Biden. He'll restore honor to the Oval Office. He can't even spell Oval Office right now, can he?
He don't even know which direction the Oval Office is in.
Well, it sure seems that way. I don't know. I feel bad for the guy, but geez,
I
Louise.
What he's done to our country?
What has he done?
I ain't saying.
Well, you say what he's done. What has he done? What has he done?
Allegedly.
Well, I know he threatened... I'm not sticking up for him, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't want to.
Sounds like you are.
Well, we don't want to sound like Fox here and just make wild accusations about people. On Monday, he endorsed Joe Biden for president, contradicting his earlier criticism of the Democratic frontrunner's record on racial issues. I guess that doesn't matter anymore.
Do you think that's a stick in the eye to the American people to run a boob like that?
No, I think it's a stick to the DNC.
Sort of like spitting in our eye that...
I think it's a stick in the eye to the DNC.
Both.
The answer to hatred and division is to reignite our spirit of common purpose. Ooh, that is such an important word. Common purpose, common cause. What is our common cause, ladies and gentlemen? These people have a common purpose and a common cause.
Do.
That's what I've been telling you about conviction. We need our conviction, our bearing. Why do I have all these constitutional people on? Our common cause is wrapped up in the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely.
That's our common cause. The Bill of Rights is our common cause.
Yep.
The Constitution is our common cause.
Everybody can get it wrapped around that.
This is our common cause. That's not, like Dr. Group was on. We're not red. We're not blue. We're red, white, and blue.
Yep.
Red, white, and blue is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Their common purpose at the DNC seems to be, I mean, I think this is somewhat fair. I don't think this is reactionary at all, is a socialism and death and, you know, yelling at Donald Trump. That's what I see. Is that a little much? But, I mean, it's definitely socialism.
Yeah.
It's definitely death with these children. The abortions.
It's terrible.
Newborn babies, aborting them.
Yeah. Selling their parts.
Selling their parts. And they're all for them.
You can't get much worse than that.
Not much.
Man.
Not much. We're not even talking about all the white slavery that's going on behind the scenes. But, I mean, that's both parties. But.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's move on. We got a minute or so before the break. Major events. We're going to find out who Jay Inslee is the governor of. I still don't know. This is bothering me. Jay Inslee. Washington State. There we go. Todd just told me. So he is governor of what? So he's considering mandatory measures.
Yeah.
You know what mandatory measures means? Stay in your house or we'll shoot you.
That's exactly right.
Or we'll arrest you anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, Cory Booker's quote. He'll restore honor to the Oval Office and tackle our most pressing challenges. What are our most pressing challenges, Mr. Booker?
I don't know. Just like he restored honor to Newark, a place still looks
Booker?
Like it, looks like it was back in 68 when the riots were.
Joe Biden restored honor to Ukraine.
His son. He gave a pile of cash.
Major events shutting down worldwide amid coronavirus spread. You're starting to hear that Italy's already, you can't go to a soccer game in Italy for a month.
No, you can't.
In America, they're talking about that now. Cancellations of events from school field trips to giant international trade shows are gouging out service economies around Asia as organizers fear that bringing too many people together would allow the spread of the deadly coronavirus. You see just how what happened in Virginia where people got together. You see around Hong Kong, all these areas. Is it just a coincidence that now people can't get together?
Right.
And they
it shut down Hong Kong completely. Shut down the people in Paris.
Dow dives 1,900 points. We'll talk about this certainly on the other side. New York Stock Exchange halts trading and stock indexes plummet. Oil crashes. Stock futures crater on crude war fears. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Randy Barnett later. Joseph Meyer here in just a minute, or about 10 minutes. Well, 15. Stay tuned. So glad to be here.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Strauss Heart Drops over at the Power Mall, the cinnamon flavor. If you don't like the regular, You have an option. Listen, I like it.
I like it. I'm used to
Let's tell your story about strong. We've been taking the kidney. We got our kidney. I told you. Uncle Kevin and I both have been taking it. Tell your experience. I mean, it's only been 3 or 4 days, but tell your experience.
Well, I did get excited. You know how excited I was when I got that bottle.
Yeah. Because you've been having kidney stones. You've been dealing with that.
I've been having kidney stones, and I've been having trouble with my kidneys for a little bit, you know. And so the first day I took 8 doses of it. and that night, I usually sleep about 3 hours, got to get up and pee. Sleep 3 hours, got to get up and pee. Sleep 3 hours. And sometimes that third time I don't sleep.
Because you can't get back to sleep.
Can't get back to sleep, and then I lose 3 hours because I got to get up and do the show. Well, this time, this was on the first night. I slept 6 hours, and then 6 hours again. It was amazing.
And that hasn't happened
in years. 20 years.
Well, for me, it's been here the past few years. I get up probably one time a night and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And if I drink water before I go to bed, I know I'm going to have to.
That's lights out.
Yeah. Well, I didn't wake up at all the first night, and I didn't take as much as you, but I took a lot. And so the 2 or 3 nights, and I've definitely noticed the difference.
I feel a difference.
100% have noticed the difference.
So I'm excited for.
I'm so excited about
my first. Yeah.
Now I haven't taken the cardio calm, the cardio support. I don't have an irregular heartbeat. I really don't think I do. Maybe I do. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess you'd know if it skips or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I haven't tried that. But I am fascinated that this stuff is 3 centuries old. That fascinates me.
Yeah.
I mean, it just fascinates me.
Natural antibiotics, supposedly.
Well, and also there was Wayne said, I'll ask him this, he's going to come on this week. There was a connection between the prostate and the kidney. Some of the herbs that are in this can be used for both.
That's what he said.
Not completely. I mean, prostate formula is going to be a different formula, but there are some crossovers that'll help both in that. So the Heart Drop, Strauss products, Jim Strauss is without question one of the greatest herbalists of the 20th century. His family is one of the greatest of the last quarter century.
Yeah.
This is, it's unbelievable how the stories that we get from people and how they work. I mean, work. It's unbelievable. So far, the kidney support has been unbelievable for me. Totally see a difference. I'd love to hear your stories.
Feel a difference too.
I feel like something's going on. I don't even know how to describe it. Something's going on.
Well, everything comes out when I stand in front of the toilet, and I don't have to wait a minute or a minute and a half before everything starts to move. So far.
Well, we'll see. We'll keep you updated.
We'll let you know what's going on. It was just amazing. It was really amazing how fast that worked.
And, you know, maybe people don't want to get into the gory details, but we're saying this so you can know our experience. This is our experiences. Anyway, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail is here. Dr. Rogers is going to be on the show at the end of the week.
Oh, good.
Sherry Tenpenny had to reschedule for next week, so we're going to have Dr. Rogers on. If you're not detoxing with these products, what are you detoxing with? Phosphatidylcholine. Remember the krill oil? It's got phospholipids in it.
I was surprised when...
Boy, that was Frank Davis. I didn't know that.
That was awesome.
Vitamin E, the full spectrum with the...
Totopolis? I don't know, even know how
that's
to
not
say.
Even close.
No.
I thought I was bad. That's not even close. Tocopherols.
Full spectrum. Full spectrum.
Tocopherols and Tocopherols is right. There's four tocopherols and then there's four try something.
Yeah.
That's the full vitamin.
Yeah, I call them full.
I wonder what the audience is thinking right now. Like, you morons.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, something. And you're saying we want to buy this from you? Well, yeah, actually, yeah, buy from the good guys. Full spectrum vitamin E, alpha lipoic acid R, the good R, Intracal, vitamin D3, all at the Power Mall. Of course, all the other things that people traditionally use for viruses, iodine, oreganol, oregaresp, colloidal silver, what have you, all these things still. We actually have, and Prostrex, speaking of prostate, we have Prostrex from Global Healing Centers now back in stock by request. So if you do have a specific prostate thing, I've not taken that. But this kidney stuff from Strauss has been amazing. Miracle 2 soap, you can download in the news today, Miracle 2 soap of how to the dilution chart on that. If you need to mail us directly, the Power Hour, care of P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri. Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. And, selenium. Don't forget selenium.
Oh, selenium is unbelievable.
Let's go over a couple of news stories really quickly, and then Joseph is standing by. Virginia lawmakers vote to decriminalize marijuana. This is where I want marijuana, anyway, to go. I don't want it on every corner like a 7-Eleven,
exactly.
But I want it decriminalized.
Yeah,
I don't want, you can't use that as an excuse to bust somebody's door down three in the morning.
The guy ruined their life.
Right, the veteran, the Special Forces veteran in Utah, 6-7 came in, tried to execute some warrant at 3 or 4 in the morning.
He had one plant.
Yeah, that was his girlfriend said he had one plant. I mean, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. His ex-girlfriend, scorned girlfriend, goes to the police. Yeah, he has one plant in his basement he grows. You know, he's got PTSD. He's a special force. I mean, a decorated soldier, decorated veteran. And then they send 6 SWAT team people in the middle of the night to execute some warrant. Well, he was Special Forces, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He shot every one of them. His only mistake in his case,
alive.
Every one of them. He left all of them. He didn't kill any of them.
I thought he killed them.
Maybe he killed one.
Yeah, I think he killed a few.
No, I think he killed one.
No.
I don't know.
It was a while back.
So then, of course, they tell some story about how he knew exactly where we were. We told him who we were, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, the whole story that goes.
They make up stuff.
Why in the world you SWAT team in a veteran, PTSD veteran? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Through 4 o'clock in the morning because maybe his ex-girlfriend says he has a pot plant in his basement? See, that's what I want to stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Midwest,
where's the warrant?
Midwest farmers face, that's darn right. The Fourth Amendment.
That's right.
The Fourth Amendment, you got to have an oath or affirmation. So he's got to swear to do something that he broke, that there is some imminent threat or there's some crime.
And the judge has to sign it.
And where's the crime?
And they have to put a time on it that they can execute the warrant, too. So every time you're looking at a warrant, it usually says executed between 8 a.m. and 8 a.m. at 8 p.m.
at
night. So.
Midwest farm, shame on those people.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think now I'm on my soapbox, but if you think the justice system is for justice,
you're wrong.
You're not paying attention.
No.
And I can get lawyer after lawyer tell you, even my lawyer in my situation, the case I got here. Mm-hmm. I mean, she'll tell you flat out, yeah, this is a scam. This is, she knows the whole system is a joke.
Rigged.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's
not a joke because they put people in jail.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a joke to say it's justice.
Right.
Well, we're just executing law. No, you're not.
No,
that's
you're
a joke
not.
Too.
Yeah.
Midwest farmers face crisis. Hundreds dying by suicide. Oh, my gosh, I feel for those farmers. I'm so sick of our society. Our culture is imploding because of lack of law, lack of rule of law,
That's
lack
right.
of honor, lack of decency, lack of opportunity and liberty yep. and freedom and truth and all these things. That's why I'm so adamant about the Constitution, about all these things. How is it going to change? The only way, the only shot we got is to enforce the Bill of Rights.
That's
I'm
right.
telling you. I've looked at this 10 ways till Sunday. The only shot we have in any kind of peaceful resolution is to have sheriffs enforce these Bill of Rights.
I agree.
5.8 mag quake shakes Northern California. Navy robot sub to kill without human control. Oh, so
license to kill.
AI has license to kill without even have a human doing it by remote control is one thing. Now, autonomous of human control.
The Terminator.
Household chemical use linked to child language delays. Children in low-income homes at risk, study finds. Young children from low-income homes whose mothers reported frequent use of toxic chemicals, such as household cleaners, were more likely to show delays in language development by age 2. So be careful of the cleaners that you use in your house.
I think they might be overinflating that. I think it's due to the...
Overinflating what? What are you talking about?
I thought you were going to do it. Shots.
Well, they're isolating the difference between these chemicals and not chemicals.
Okay.
They're probably the both of them together.
I don't believe them.
You don't think the cleaning chemicals are affecting them?
To a certain extent.
That's right. That's what they're saying.
They're trying to take it away from the vaccines. That's all I was going to hit it for.
All they're saying is that the chemicals are affecting these children.
I think the vaccines are infecting.
You don't think the chemicals are infecting the children?
They might be.
Well, that's what this study's saying. Control group A, control group B.
Okay.
Here's a study group with a lot of chemicals. There's a difference in the two.
All right.
Irrelevant of vaccine. That's another study. Those are two different studies.
CDC admits federal court it does not have any study support claim vaccines do not cause autism.
Is that a big story or what? That's a real big story. Say that again, CDC.
CDC admits in federal court it does not have studies to support claim vaccines do not cause autism. The Center for Disease Control admitted in federal court lawsuit that has no scientific study to support its claim that vaccines given to infants don't cause autism. And what have they been screaming for the last 15, 20 years?
It doesn't cause autism.
Has nothing to do with it. We have all the studies. You have nothing.
You have nothing.
Nothing.
They admitted
criminals.
They admitted it in federal court.
Yep.
And just a side note, FDA, I know Joseph is waiting, and we need to talk to Joseph, but... The FDA just came down on Jim Baker for selling colloidal silver because he said this, you know, people, they could use this for the virus.
Oh, I didn't know
that. The FDA, you talk about a criminal organization. You know, they're the ones that approved all these things that went in these vaccines.
Yeah, the government did in 2006.
The FDA, the EPA, the CDC, they all approved all these things that went in these. And you want to lecture me about something that's been around for hundreds of years or about iodine or about this? This is a joke.
This is a joke.
The FDA, this is my experience. I have the right to speak freely and my opinion. You're a criminal enterprise. That's what you've turned into. That's what America thinks of you.
Yeah.
America thinks of you as a criminal enterprise. The emperor has no clothes, and we're realizing this. The whole medical industry, this whole medical
fraud
cartel.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it's run by money.
Yeah.
And corruption and control. Everybody sees that. Everybody knows that got any sense at all.
So now somebody sucking on a quarter or a silver dollar is going to be arrested for you.
Right, and that's what they used to do in the 1800s.
That's exactly what they used to do in the 1800s. Anybody who was sick and couldn't get well,
what did they do? They sucked on a silver
dollar. They put a silver dollar underneath their tongue. And what did they do if they had an infected arm or something like that?
Iodine.
They would take that silver and wrap it around inside the wound until it cleared up.
And iodine.
And iodine, absolutely.
Joseph Myers is waiting patiently.
Can I just say one thing more real quick?
Well, how could I ever stop you? Go ahead.
this is from Did You Know. This is really good for consumers. Seasonal bargains have made new SUVs more affordable than ever thanks to the overstock of unsold inventory in dealers. They have 2018 and 2019 brand new SUVs on the lot ready to sell at bargain prices. I saw one of the prices. It was $26,000 for a new, Subaru.
Well, there
SUV.
You go. Cash is king right now, and it's going to continue because the economy is contracting. Joseph Myers here. We're going to ask him. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. He's been waiting patiently. God only knows what's going through his head right now.
Hi, Joseph.
Joseph, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you.
What did you do while we were ranting, carrying on about the FDA over there? What was going through your mind?
Thinking about it being so true.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this morning we had quite a shock, or some people did, when the stock market crashed so hard that they stopped trading. Tell us the environment. What are we seeing? What is going on?
Well, I think we're seeing a liquidation of debt and a deleveraging in all asset classes. But as you know, Daniel, we've warned about this kind of debacle for quite some time in the newsletter.
What? Give us a little. I mean, is this going to continue? Is this the virus? I mean, obviously there was the market was overvalued already. See, part of me thinks that this is kind of a ruse to give cover so they can have blowoffs in all these stock markets and blame it on the virus. I mean, is this all virus driven? Is this what? What are we seeing?
Well, the market was more overvalued than it was at the peak of the rally in 1929. We lose sight of that fact. As I said in the last couple of shows we were able to do together, I felt we had investors taking risks in the market they didn't understand, and I believe that now more than I did then, Daniel. I don't believe this market's anywhere near a long-term bottom. I truly don't. I think we'll have interim rallies along the way, but this market inevitably is headed a lot lower.
This marks, so you feel very, like on a scale of 1 to 10, your opinion, how strong would you feel that this is, we're not even close to a bottom here?
9.
Oh, geez, that's pretty strong. gold seemed to hold. Usually when something like this happens, gold goes down too because of, just there's so much money they need to, meet all their options and whatever, all their, margin calls. And so gold usually goes down. Gold, last time I checked, I don't know in the last hour or so, but gold was holding fairly firm.
Well, I said in the last show we did together, I thought gold could go to 1750, 1800. I still believe that's a very distinct possibility, although I don't believe it'll go there in a straight line.
And what are we at, right? What are we at? I mean, this morning it was, 1670? What is it right now? Do you have that available right there?
1658.
Oh, so it did go down a little bit.
But I think when you compare it to the other asset classes under pressure, gold, and I agree with you, is holding up very, very well.
Well, considering the market just went down like it did. 1671. I see 1671. We're looking at two different things here.
Okay.
1671.
It's moving around quite quickly.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. Right now, I just checked 1671. That's from Kitco. About $4 down. So it's going. But still, in a situation like this, if it would have went down $100, it wouldn't have been a surprise the way the market moved this morning.
I think if we see any surprises in gold, it's going to be to the upside, Daniel. I truly believe it. I do think we take out the old highs, $1,930 an ounce. Not a question of if, it's a question of when we do it. We're going to continue to see money pour into gold and silver. No two ways about it.
Cryptocurrencies, what's your opinion of there?
I think they're under pressure temporarily, but then again, I think they're going to do very, very well.
I think that money is going to flood into, this is my opinion, that's just what I think, ladies and gentlemen, not investment advice. I think that cryptocurrencies and gold, silver, money is going to flood into them. I'm a little concerned about gold and silver. You know, it's held down so much. It's easier to control than cryptocurrencies in some ways. What do you see here? You know, the next 6 months, let's talk about gold, silver, gold, oil, cryptos, and anything else that's important in the stock market. Stock market, oil, gold, silver, and cryptos. What do you see?
Stock market lower, everything else higher.
Well, there you go. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. What's the phone number people can reach you?
386-677-8642.
386-677-8642. So when people subscribe to your newsletter, which is reasonably a bargain, and they need advice, they want to talk to somebody, they can call you direct. That is the most valuable part of your newsletter. It can be for people, especially on a day like today. You know, I'm sure
yes,
your phone's probably, you know, people are calling you, wondering what in the world's going on this morning.
Well, we've been right on all these markets. People thought we were crazy when we were telling them months ago. Take some money off the table, cash in your winnings, raise some cash, and move to the sidelines. If you don't own gold and silver, put some of that money to work in that asset class. That's what we've been telling them. You know that. You get the newsletter.
And I love the newsletter. It's simple. If you want, you know, if you want really detailed and every little nuance, this is not the newsletter for you. If you want simple, broke down, Joseph does all the boiling down for you and puts it in actionable, quick information, then this is what you want. And this is great. I think it's fantastic. For that kind of newsletter, that's what you're looking for. It's the best I've seen. It's fantastic. And it's very accurate.
$49.95. Where can you go wrong? If you had been a subscriber a couple of months ago, you wouldn't be feeling any of this pain currently underway in this market. You would have avoided it all.
People have the idea, you know, they have the concept, well, Joseph comes on, I'll just listen to him and blah, 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 blah. I want you to think about if a few months ago you would have paid Joseph $149 for a year subscription, the discounted
rate. Right.
You would have access to talk to him. And if you even partially would have listened to his advice or saw his newsletter and made some decisions about that, how much money would you have saved?
Just
think about that. And then think about the $149 that you would have given him, and that's nothing. Well, if you think the last 6 months have been uncharted waters and unsure and murky waters, you haven't seen anything. Exactly. You don't think it's worth paying Joseph $149 at least to have him, to be able to call him?
The alternative is you leave the waste paper basket right next to the desk so you can throw up right in it.
I mean, it's worth it if you didn't even publish a newsletter.
And look the floor at night because you can't sleep. You're worrying about how much more you're going to lose.
If you just offered to, hey, you can call me and talk to me for $100 and answer. I can answer some questions. And you charge $149 for that. People don't know how to place value on things sometimes. Do you know what the value of that is? If you have any kind of 401k or if you have any kind of, you know what the value of having somebody you don't have to do everything Joseph says. At least have somebody who has experience and who knows what he's looking at and can give you a kind of a breakdown for you to make a decision. You know, $149? That's cheap. That's nothing. You got a 401k with 50 grand in it?
I don't want to hear, but I'll tell you what you need to know and what you can and should be doing about it and how to go about doing it. That's what I do.
If you had a 401k, I don't have a 401k, but a lot of people do. If you had a retirement or whatever with 50 grand in it, 25 grand, you had 25 grand in it.
I'd have been out of this market 2 months ago when I told you listeners that in the last couple of shows we did.
Okay. The stock market has gone down, what, about 15-20% here in the last little bit?
Yes, it has.
Okay. 15-20%. Let's say you had 25 grand. 10% is 2,500. 15 is another 3,700.
Let's just say you lost 5 grand. That's a lot of money in a retirement account.
You tell me which looks different, $150 or about four grand. Which looks cheaper now? So, and now what he's saying.
Not even begun to be felt yet, because I think we're going a lot lower. I'll reiterate that point. This decline is only beginning. It's not over.
So when you sit there and say, well, $150 may be too much to pay Joseph. Okay. All right. Just think about that and put your waist back. I'm not trying to lecture you, but you know who I call when I got questions? I call Joseph. I call Joseph. That's who I call, ladies and gentlemen. And I talk to Joseph. So anyway,
I understand you wrong, Daniel. You know me quite a while. I've always told it to you straight, right to the point. I've never misled you or anybody else.
What, Joseph, we got about a minute or so. Last thought to talk. People are going to buy your subscription or they're not. But this is just, what do people, they're sitting at home. What would you need? What do they need to know for the next, you know, 6 months, year, 2 years? What do they need to know?
They need to know we're in unprecedented times and uncharted waters financially. Who would have ever believed in our lifetime we see 1% interest rates in the U.S., but we're here. I think inevitably we'll have zero interest rates in
the
U.S.
How quickly?
A lot quicker than people would ever believe is possible. Let me answer it that way. I can't
by
put
the
a
election?
Timeline on it, but it'll happen.
By the election?
Before.
Whoa. I don't know if y'all know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. That's big. Are we going to see bank bail-ins? We're going to see bail-ins. They're going to start stealing money from accounts?
I wouldn't rule it out.
God bless you. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com.
386-677-8642.
Randy Barnett on the other side. God bless you, Joseph. Stay right there.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.